USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden discussing an upcoming debate in Miami with President Trump. The former vice president continues.
We're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. I'll be guided by the guidelines of the Cleveland Clinic and what the docs say is the right thing to do. If and when he shows up for debate.
Meanwhile, in Salt Lake City, Utah, Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris getting ready for her debate with Vice President Mike Pence tonight. The Biden campaign expecting Pence to bring his A-game.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump.
Deputy campaign manager for Joe Biden, Kate Benningfield, speaking there on CNN. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
It appears a push for more stimulus is continuing, even if it's only a piecemeal approach. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows suggesting that going this route is the best way to go, as there are 10 areas of agreement between the White House and House Democrats. Regarding an agreement on a larger deal, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
they didn't want to get a deal this soon. We'll reengage after the election, as the president said. I think we do need another rescue package, but because of the pending election, we simply weren't able to get together.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is getting out of jail on $1 million bond. He was the officer seen in the viral video placing his knee on George Floyd's neck. Floyd's death in police custody has led to months of riots, protests, and looting. Chauvin was arrested on second-degree murder charges. His trial is scheduled to begin March 8th. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As many Americans continue to deal with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic and lockdowns, Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine is helping folks in his state that are struggling to pay rent and mortgage payments. The governor acknowledges in a press conference on Tuesday that many folks are having a tough time covering bills due to the pandemic.
We will take coronavirus money, we will take what's called the CARES Act dollars, and we will take to help those people who have to pay their rent, and they're way behind their rent. Mortgage.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell is telling teams they better start taking coronavirus protocols seriously or else. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the details.
The NFL says its teams need to get serious about adhering to COVID-19 protocols, and if they don't, it could cost them dearly. In a memo to all 32 teams, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said compliance to health and safety guidelines is mandatory and that failure to comply could bring some serious penalties like fines, the loss of draft picks, or even the forfeiture of a game. The league's tough stance on compliance comes after having to delay the Week 4 matchup between Kansas City and New England and having to reschedule the game between Tennessee and Pittsburgh that was to take place this past weekend and moving it to Week 7 in the wake of several positive tests. The Titans have been dealing with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak, with 20 organization members, including 10 players, testing positive for COVID-19.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.